Welcome to Discover Joyous Love with Anita DeFrancesco as your host. This is a hybrid of topics under the subjects of mindfulness, sexuality, and relationships. Hello, this is episode 32, and the topic is Dishonesty is Betrayal of any sorts, not only in romantic relationships or love relationships, but I want to talk to you about dishonesty, how dishonesty in itself is a betrayal. Now, of course, since this is a hybrid of topics focusing on mindfulness, sexuality, and relationships, and I am Anita DeFrancesco, a love and relationship coach, we're going to be focusing on the relationship and betrayal. But first, let's just come to the subject of honesty and dishonesty. Now, think back when you were in high school, when you were growing up, and a lot of time your friends, or maybe you had an incident where your friends were going away, say, for example, on a camping trip, and they didn't tell you about it because they didn't want you to be there. So they lied to you. Now, think about how many times you've been lied to. Now, that in itself is a form of emotional betrayal. Other kids are going away on a trip, and because maybe one or two people didn't like you, they lied to you, and then later you found out they went on this trip, and they betrayed you. So what I'm saying is, and then all of a sudden the apologies come, and everyone's sorry for, you know, dissing you out, so to speak, you know, neglecting you or abandoning you. So first of all, let's go back to our childhood and look at our childhoods. Were we the abandoned, neglected child? Now, if you don't know what that is, you know, start to sit down and write what type of childhood you had. Were you from a divorced family? And even if you weren't from a divorced family, there's a lot of children that grow up without attention. Intention, attention. So if there's a lot of neglect and abandonment, or one kid gets more than the other, chances are you're going to attract and have patterns in life to attract people that are going to be dishonest to you, thus dishonest in your romantic relationships. When you get to the very top of things, when you get to the very end where you want to be married or have a really strong relationship with someone, why does your partner have infidelity and cheat versus your friends' partners never do that? So, you know, and I've had that. I look at my friends, why don't their boyfriends cheat on them? And the love that I get decides to cheat on me. Because in my growing up, there was a lot of abandonment and neglect. So it's a pattern inside the body. And over the years, a lot of time, you know, kids growing up would form their own cliques, and they would neglect you or keep you out of things. And it's basically a form of betrayal and dishonesty because people feel entitled and they feel like, you know, it's okay if people don't want to include you in their weekend trips and things, your friends or your weekend or parties. You know, your friends have a party and they don't tell you about it because they don't like you and they don't want you there. And a lot of those things happen during the teenage years, during the years when you're in your 20s. And people are doing this all the time to each other. So they think it's okay to do it when they get in a loving relationship with someone to cheat, cheating, betrayal, infidelity. Okay, so it's all the same, but it really isn't. It's about being honest versus dishonest. So if you go into a relationship with someone, firstly, let's start. You need communication. You need to have, what type of relationship is this? Are we going to go for the long-term marriage? Now, if it's a marriage, that's a whole different thing. But if you're in a relationship and you're dating someone, but yet you get real close and attached and it's sort of like exclusive, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's the love bomb, and then all of a sudden he or she decides to cheat on you without telling you. Now, here's what I want you to listen for. When a man cheats on a woman, okay, so in a relationship like that, going back to that, if it's like a 9 month or an 8 month or, you know, you're not really set in this relationship. You have to, again, come back and say, well, what kind of relationship is it? Is it just the affair, or is it over now? Because the person decided to find someone else without telling you. And then a lot of time, that's how relationships end. So they didn't really mean anything. They were just, you know, a nice year of loving someone. But that is not the way to go. The way to go is to walk out of the relationship and end it before starting something with someone else. But if there's true love there, or long-term stuff, or marriage, or you're living together, or there's more solidity, you know, more solid relationship going on, then you have to look at, you know, a lot of people say in the relationships that, you know, the needs aren't being met. But, you know, the cheater, let's go back to the person who's the one who walks out and decides to cheat, because they're not getting their needs met. Now, first of all, I'm going to tell you what I think a cheater is. I think that a cheater in a relationship where there's a sacred promise, now, where there's a sacred promise that you guys are together for this long term, and you're exclusive and you're one-on-one, I really think that the people that cheat are weak individuals, and they have a dirty karma. Weak individuals with a dirty karma. And this is my perception on this. I have been in 1,000 relationships, and I have not ever been married, and I have never cheated on any one of my relationships, affairs, 6-month affairs, 4-year relationships, 2-year relationships, 3-month affairs. I never cheated. I always got cheated on, because people, again, I go back to desire will always be there. We are only human, and we are not going to walk a straight line. And humanness means to go out and express your love, or whatever it is you want to express, and be with others. But then again, what happens to the honesty of the human condition? You know, for humanity, love for humanity. What happens to that? You know, and karma and integrity. You know, basically, it's criminal in a way to do that. If you want to cheat on the person and keep them and have your cake and eat it too, then you need to turn the relationship into an open relationship, or talk to your partner. But then again, there's the selfishness, the ego, the narcissism that doesn't want to do that. And they want to have their cake and eat it too. And it's generally the man, okay? But I will say there are a lot of women that way too. But it's generally the man. And why? Because they feel entitled, or they feel they can go out, infidelity. Well, the worst part of being cheated on is the dishonesty of it. So the dishonesty, and I don't mean after it's all said and done and you had your fun with that babe and she's gone, you never really wanted her, you just wanted the sex for the 6 months. And then you come back and tell your main squeeze, your main beloved, that you cheated. Now you're being honest. No, the honesty has to come before. It doesn't have to come after, because all along she or he feels it. Okay, we're going to just say she. We're going to stick on the she folks here. She feels you cheating the whole time. Now, here is where the woman has to open her eyes and ears. He will always send her signals. He will try to tell her. And what he really needs from you is your help in bringing him to the words to say, I'm cheating, or I met someone I like, but I don't want to lose you. That's what you want to hear. I met a girl that she's a little younger, and I just wanted to have some fun with her, but I don't want to lose you. That's what you want to bring his words to say, because you're not going to control the sexual feelings, the chemistry, the lust, the desire, or whatever it is. You're not going to be able to control that. You'll only get hurt if the dishonesty is there the whole time. And I don't mean them coming clean at the end when it's all said and done. It's got to be before, folks, before. Now, okay, so that being said, or you're the type of woman that wants to stay in denial and you don't want to know what he does. He could do anything. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know it. I don't want to see it. You put the shield on. You're in denial. Now, again, let's go back to the type of relationship that you're in. Is it a marriage with children? Is there money involved? Yada, yada, yada. All these things. You've been together 20 years. Or you've been together 20 years too long. Or you just had this like 1-year thing and all of a sudden you think you own each other. Well, no, you're just beginning. So you have to look at all of that. Okay. You must look at all of that and know where to set your emotions when the time comes. You get the love bomb, or when the other bomb comes, the cheat bomb. Now, again, going back to yourself as a child and friends, how many friends betrayed you? They went against you. They went to the clubs, the discos without you. They left you behind. They left you behind. You didn't belong. And those patterns, again, are living in you. So you got to fix yourself. in order not to be the victim, if you want to call it a victim, because I just call it dishonesty and selfishness. And it's not even selfishness. It's dishonesty is betrayal. If you lie to me, and you and me, just like I said, in high school, when the kids went camping and they didn't take me along, and they all lied and said they weren't going camping, and they did because they didn't want me along. Well, that's dishonesty. Now, if they would have said, hey, we're going camping, we just don't want you to come along. I don't know. Maybe that might hurt more. But you would learn from the honesty, and you wouldn't feel betrayed. So keep in mind, betrayal is dishonesty from the get-go. Now, why do people cheat? First of all, infidelity is any emotional or sexual intimacy that violates trust. It's about trust. Now, remember, there is no trust in the world. We cannot trust anyone for anything. You can't even trust your own parents when it comes to money. You can't even trust your own parents will lie to you. I mean, there is no trust. It's about protecting yourself, but it's about loving. It's about coming out and really loving. And it's about, opening up those parts of yourself that understand the human condition. Remember, no one is perfect. People have a lot of pain. They're working with a lot from their childhood. They're trying to be a human being. They're trying to walk the straight line, but we're not perfect. So the goal is to be able to teach each other, support each other, help each other along the way, instead of hating each other and targeting each other. And again, projecting and getting our needs, unmet needs, off from others, you know, becoming a vampire of sorts. So it's very important that we, look into ourselves first and really reflect. You're listening to Discover Joyous Love, and this is my podcast. And yes, I am your host, Anita DeFrancesco. The topic is dishonesty is betrayal of any sorts, not only in romantic relationships. Yes, so infidelity, again, is any emotional or sexual intimacy that violates trust. And what really is trust? Now, you have the human condition. You have karma and integrity. What have we learned as a child? Why is it that when people get in relationships, they kill each other? They scorn each other. They hurt each other for this love because there's so much hate that they're conditioned with. But. The real reason that people are out there cheating is because they feel entitled and maybe they're not getting enough sex or appreciation. You hear why couples go out and see another person going against their sacred love union that they've created with their beloved. But you know what I say? I say, if you really have strong feelings about your partner and you, and you can't work it out, or you try to, or you just ignore it and you haven't tried hard enough to really work out, making the sex better, making the love better, making the affection better, making the attention better, making the communication better, then I say you leave the relationship. You don't hang in there and cheat and start a whole another affair with someone else. Because in the end, like I said, dishonesty is the betrayal. It is not the actual act of you in the betrayal. It is the dishonesty. And I'll say one thing. When someone is honest to me, and like I said, going back on that camping trip in the high school days where they didn't want me to go, and they told me that they weren't going, and then I found out everyone went. But had they said to me, hey, we just don't want you to go. We don't think you're going to be good company or whatever, that would have made me feel much more alive, much more like a human being, much, much less like a victim. But when someone is dishonest to you, you become a victim, whether you're a victim mentality or not. You become that low self-esteem, like no one likes you. I'm betrayed or I'm abandoned and neglected. So there's many reasons why people in relationships go out and cheat. And the main reason is it's not for sex. It's not because she or he don't give me enough appreciation. It's because they feel entitled. And there's a lot of cosmopolitan life out there, cash and smartphones and everything else. And it's there. So where's the discipline? Where is the discipline? If you don't want to be in the relationship, walk out rather than harm someone's emotions, because That in itself is criminal. The cheater cheats because he's not getting his needs met. The only one being cheated on was not getting her needs met before his affair, and she chose not to cheat. Now listen to that. Someone wrote this in a comment. The cheater cheats because they're not getting the needs met. The one being cheated on was not getting the needs met either before his affair, and she chose not to cheat. So it is a choice, folks. It is a choice. So look at it both ways. You're both not getting your needs met. So one goes out and decides to get the needs met and betray the other, and the other one doesn't cheat. So there you go. It is really, a catch-22 here. Now, monogamy is, like I said, desire will always be there. You know, if you've cheated, chances are you were the problem, not the person who got cheated on. Chances are, if you cheat, you're the problem, not the person you're cheating on. Isn't that interesting? Keeping that in mind. So again, we're just talking about, you work in these close-knit offices with employees, and you travel, and there's, affairs are born every day. And, this whole thing with affairs, they're rampant. The numbers are increasing. It's happening all the time. And marriages are being broken up, and children are being left to be raised with one parent because of this. And so we really have to take a stance here and really look at what we're doing. There needs to be honesty, discipline, integrity, karma. If you want to have the affair and you think your wife isn't right for you, leave the relationship. Don't stay in it and cause more harm. And then you try to beat around the bush and tell them you're doing something, or you come clean when it's all over. No, it's got to be in the beginning. And first of all, you shouldn't even be doing that. If you're not happy in the relationship and it doesn't work, get out. And again, if this whole thing about the excuses of not getting your enough sex or appreciate, it's really there are no excuses. It's like I want to do what I want to do. Well, then you have to not go into this exclusive one-on-one relationship. I know that's hard too, because you meet the one, you want to be with them, but then you want to desire means to open up to creativeness. There's nothing wrong with having desire. Desire can be directed in many different ways, in artistic interventions and things like that, not necessarily love or sex, but talk about what you really want in the relationship, what you need. And this is where you have to go. The communication is, it needs to be there instead of going out of the sector. You have to stay within the relationship where the communication is and talk about it. But there has to be an agreement, congruency. So if you make a bond or know yourself, and you know yourself that you're not going to be committal a year from now, 2 years from now, well then why do you do that? You're harming that other person for selfish needs. Then go back and look at your childhood, and were a lot of your needs not met? Did you not get enough attention? So going back to all of this, it really boils down to sensitivity, honesty, and communication. So do you tell your spouse or beloved that you've had an affair? Some psychologists recommend that it might not be the easiest way to go to tell your partner that you've had an affair. The honesty may not be the best policy, but even after the affair is over, even a year later or months later, you tell them, it still might not be the best thing. You have to weigh out your relationship, who she is, who he is, what they've come from, where you are in your journey, are there children involved, et cetera, et cetera. But my theory as a psychotherapist is that honesty is the best advice from the beginning. And you form a different level of a friendship with your mate. Because when you're involved with someone, you're being friends first is always key, but you have this friendship that you let die because you became so overly obsessed in love with one another. What happened to the friendship that you once had or maybe never had? So go back to being friends, like your two girlfriends or two boyfriends, and you're able to talk. And again, like I say, cheating is not for the reasons that people say they are cheating. They do it because it goes back to their childhood and they haven't had all of their needs met, or they may have had addictions along the way and they need more love, more food, et cetera, et cetera. So we have to work on ourselves more. But my theory is, if you're the type of person that people are dishonest with in all forms of your life, on the job or your parents or your children may be dishonest to you, then your beloved, your heartfelt person will also fall in that pattern. I want to thank you for listening to Discover Joy's Love. I've been your host, Anita DeFrancesco, episode 32. You can find me at tantrawisdom.com and the DonnaGentileStory.com, a true crime book I wrote, and it is a wonderful story. I'll be at the CrimeCon convention in Las Vegas in April, and you can check me out, folks, on Facebook. Thank you very much.